Market and Geopolitical Intelligence Briefing, March 11, 2026. This is your daily executive briefing covering markets and the Iran conflict. Day 12 of the war, Part 1. Markets. Mixed session today. The Nasdaq eked out a small gain, up 8 basis points to 22,716. The S&P 500 slipped 8 basis points. The Dow suffered the worst decline among majors, down 0.6% to 47,417. Energy dominated. The sector surged 2.5% as oil prices defied expectations. West Texas Intermediate climbed 5% to $87.69 per barrel. Brent crude is just shy of $93. This happened despite the International Energy Agency announcing a record release of 400 million barrels from strategic reserves. Markets are treating the release as temporary relief, not a structural fix. The war in Iran continues to threaten supply, and traders know it. The Consumer Price Index for February landed this morning. Headline inflation is flirting with 2.5%, driven almost entirely by energy costs. The European Union warned that inflation could breach 3% if Brent remains above $100 per barrel. We are not far from that threshold. Bond markets are flashing caution. The 10-year Treasury yield is approaching 4.16%. This reflects fiscal pressures from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act's $5 trillion stimulus, sticky inflation, and uncertainty around Federal Reserve leadership with Chair Powell's term expiring in May. The great sector rotation continues to reshape equity flows. The catalyst was February's DeepSeek shock, when DeepSeek released its V4 and R1 architectures, proving frontier-level AI performance at a fraction of the cost. It triggered a valuation crisis across the software sector. Investors are fleeing high multiple tech names and rotating aggressively into energy, materials, industrials, and consumer staples. Small caps are outperforming large caps on both the value and growth side. Real assets, gold, and metals are posting outstanding performance. BlackRock's latest assessment calls this the start of a new geopolitical era. Geopolitical realignment is now the dominant macro driver for equity markets. Part 2. Iran conflict. Day 12 of the U.S.-Israeli campaign against Iran. The war began February 28 with coordinated strikes aimed at regime change and destruction of Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The most significant development in the past week: Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is dead. Iranian state media confirmed his son Mojtaba Khamenei has been named successor. Analysts assess him as a transitional figure. The killing of Iran's supreme leader represents a major strategic achievement for the coalition, though the regime has not collapsed. U.S. Central Command reports American forces have struck over 5,000 targets inside Iran since February 28. Iran claims nearly 10,000 civilian sites have been hit. Preliminary casualty figures: approximately 1,300 dead in Iran, 13 in Israel, 8 U.S. service members, and 17 killed across Gulf states. Iranian military capacity is degrading. According to the Institute for the Study of War and Critical Threats Project, Iran has fired its lowest number of missiles in the past 24 hours since the war began. Drone launches targeting the UAE have dropped from roughly 100 per day to under 50. The IDF reports it has rendered over 300 Iranian ballistic missile launchers inoperable since February 28. The Strait of Hormuz remains a flashpoint. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps fired on two vessels yesterday for ignoring warnings. The U.S. destroyed 16 Iranian mine layers near the strait on March 10. Only 3 tankers have transited the strait since March 2. In the week prior, 24 tankers passed through. Oil supply disruption is real and ongoing. Regional escalation is significant. Israel authorized a ground invasion of Lebanon on March 3. The IDF's 91st Territorial Division is operating in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah claimed 29 attacks in a single 24-hour period, its highest daily rate ever recorded. They are rationing anti-tank missiles to sustain operations. Gulf states are under direct fire. The UAE, Kuwait, and Bahrain have all intercepted missiles and drones. An Iranian ballistic missile even entered Turkish airspace before being intercepted by NATO air defenses. Debris landed in Turkey's Gaziantep province. Russia is reportedly sharing intelligence with Iran to support attacks on U.S. forces. This deepening cooperation between Moscow and Tehran is a critical intelligence development. Diplomatic channels remain frozen. An Iranian proposal for negotiations was briefly accepted by the Trump administration, but Ali Larijani subsequently ruled out talks. the UK has declined military participation, with Prime Minister Starmer stating he does not believe in regime change from the skies. The World Health Organization is warning of health risks from polluted black rain, as smoke from strikes on Iranian fuel depots mixes with rain clouds. Summary. Markets are absorbing geopolitical shock but remain fragile. The sector rotation away from tech and into real assets reflects a structural repricing of risk. Oil supply constraints from Strait of Hormuz disruption and damaged Iranian infrastructure will keep energy prices elevated. The Iran campaign has achieved significant degradation of Iranian military capability and killed the supreme leader. However, no end state is visible. Escalation continues on multiple fronts. Lebanon, Gulf states, and now Turkish airspace. Regional stability is deteriorating. Watch for further Hormuz incidents, Hezbollah escalation capacity, and any signals on Iranian regime continuity under new leadership. End of briefing.